You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back out here on the practice field for another edition of Mason's Mailbag. I am Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And, of course, this is one of the toughest weekends, maybe the toughest on the calendar year, because it's time to get down to 53 players. A lot of tough decisions going on upstairs in the coaches and personnel executives' offices right now. But in this week's mailbag, we're actually going to focus less on the players who might be here, might not be here, and on the players who definitely will be here, some of the elite linebackers. And the question comes from Samuel McRae, who wants to know, is this the deepest, most quality linebacker group we have had in years, and will they stay healthy due to depth? Well, the health is a good question, because you do have two starting inside linebackers in Dante Raven and Brandon Marshall coming off of season-ending injuries. That's one reason why it was so important to get Todd Davis and Steven Johnson all that playing time with the first team in OTAs and early in training camp. And also, of course, they have starting experience from last year. They're ready to go. I think those two guys could start in for most teams that run 3-4 sets. They're that good. So you're blessed there. You know, whether there's more inside linebackers beyond them, we're going to know after the cut to 53. And an outside linebacker, yeah, DeMarcus Ware is going into his 11th season. Yes, Von Miller is just a year removed from a torn ACL, but you feel pretty good about where those guys stand. And you feel very good about keeping them fresh, because you have Shane Ray, who had an outstanding preseason, and Shaquille Barrett, who had a spectacular preseason. Those two guys really showed they have a lot of pass rush moves. And you, with those two, you can spell Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware for some stretches. You know, they're still learning the game. They're going to make some mistakes, but you can get a pass rush punch from them. And certainly the options that Wade Phillips has with all of those pass rushers will help. So, yeah, you got to like this linebacker core, but if they can't stay healthy, you got to like the backups as well. Thanks for the question. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. And use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.